Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Been some big news today, actually, and what started off on a quiet one has escalated quickly, I think it's fair to say. Now, there's been murmurings around Jordan Henderson and potential interest from Saudi Arabia for a little while, but I think it's fair to say they got ramped up several notches this morning with the people that were talking about it, Chris Bascombe, Ian Doyle of your parish, of course, as well, and your colleague reported on it, and he said that the interest from Saudi Arabia has grown. So before we go into sort of the finer details of the report, I wanted to ask you, Jordan Henderson, 33 years old, captain of Liverpool Football Club, 2 years left on his current deal. Have you been surprised that this is even a topic of discussion? Because, like I say, he's been so integral to our success down the years. He's been absolutely pivotal to it. So, have you been surprised by it? Or, given the calibre of football that we're talking about, given the names that have already gone to Saudi Arabia, and given that Steven Gerrard's out there, does it kind of fit?
Yeah, I suppose you can look at it in both ways, really. I am a bit surprised that the Liverpool captain is being talked about as kind of slinking off into the sunset after 12 years of service on the back of a really poor collective season, really. I thought maybe Henderson would, you know, certainly from the social media activity last week, he looks like he's, you know, ready to fight for the Cruiserweight title, doesn't he? You know, he really putting out a bit of a message there that he's ready to go again and bounce back after a disappointing season. Mm. From a personal perspective, probably stronger competition for a place in midfield as maybe ever has been during his time at Liverpool, certainly in the last sort of 4 or 5 years. I'm a little bit surprised it's coming out the way it has. But on the flip side, you're looking at what clubs in Saudi Arabia are looking to do. They've obviously got Cristiano Ronaldo over there, Karim Benzema, N'Golo Kanté, Ruben Neves. You know, the list is growing, isn't it? Mm. And when you've got that kind of ambitious project, should we say, as a kind of collective. Fair to say that Saudi Arabia is looking to invest significantly in its national league and build. Maybe it isn't so much of a surprise that they're looking at the Liverpool captain and thinking he's attainable as well. So I can see both sides of it, but it's been a surprise and it's developed quickly, hasn't it? I think it's fair to say.
Oh, 100% it has. I mean, I mentioned there, obviously, like, you guys did the Echo reporting on it straight away this morning. Chris Bascombe, of course, and Paul Joyce has even done a report for the Times on it. So we're not, you know, there's a thing, it's out there. It's not happening, you know. So I want to talk about a couple of different factors at play there as well, because I think it's an interesting one, and it's a difficult one to sort of read from a Liverpool perspective because there are conversations to be had around it. I mean, there's been conversations recently about Thiago and potential interest from Saudi, which I want to touch on a little bit later. But with Henderson, it feels to me as though you're right about the competition for places. Obviously, he looks like he wants to fight for his place in the side, and why wouldn't he? He's got every reason to want to do that, of course. But it feels from sort of a hierarchy perspective, like the likes of your Mike Gordons for this world, and FSG, moreover, will be looking at this situation and going, if we could get a little bit of cash through the door for someone like a Henderson, or indeed a Thiago, why wouldn't we? Whereas a Jurgen Klopp will be looking at it going, absolutely no way. Is that fair to say?
I think so. I mean, certainly with the Thiago situation, you could see someone like Mike Gordon thinking taking 20 million this summer is perfect for a player who's 32. I think Henderson, I think that might weigh a little bit more heavily just because of his status as a club legend, his status as the captain of the club and someone who's led the club for the last, 8 years now, is it? Been at the club for 12. So that's an interesting one. I'm wondering whether is Henderson prepared to knuckle down, fight for his place, show that he's got another good season in him, or whether he's thinking, the squad now is kind of preparing for a new era, mm-hmm. certainly reducing the age, yeah. the overall age of the squad with mm-hmm. the additions of McAllister and Zabojlai, 24 and 22, obviously looking at Lavia and Caldwell, who were 19 and 20. So mm-hmm. a little bit of a new era coming at Liverpool, and is Henderson thinking, perhaps, you know, my time has come and gone? Remains to be seen, but I'd still be shocked. To be, mm-hmm. I'd be more than surprised. I'd be shocked if, you know, we do find out that Henderson is on the move. I do think that, given the talk around the place and the poor season that they've just come off, I do get the feeling that maybe he's thinking, there's no way I'm going out on the back of that season, and just quietly being shuffled off to Saudi Arabia. But I do think he's got point to prove this season along with several others in the squad.
Yeah, definitely. It feels like, to me, he feels like the type of character who would face it up front and centre, and they want to spearhead this renaissance, this revival, whatever you want to call it. But you're right on the point about the new era and new options, and maybe he's looking at it going, am I the next one to move on? But it doesn't feel to me personally, it's very much my personal opinion, that it should be this summer. We've just lost James Milner, another huge leader amongst the group, and don't get me wrong, there are other leaders in there. We've got the captain of Scotland, the captain of Holland, but to lose two key leaders in one summer feels big to me. It feels too big to me, but it does remain to be seen. I'm aware of a different sort of report going on social media wise. I know Ben Jacobs, somebody I've spoken to quite a few times, is saying the move to Al Ettifaq doesn't feel like it is on the cards this summer, but again, remains to be seen. There's actually other clubs involved in this now. The report from yourselves at the Echo said there's different clubs looking at him, as well as the one Gerrard's just gone to, of course. But I wanted to pick up on something. Everyone said this morning that we're facing a decision over his Anfield future, and it's going to be by the end of this week. How important is it, whether it be a yes or a no, to sticking at Liverpool? We get clarity on this. Because like we've said, Liverpool captain, you know, we shouldn't be, 3 days out from going to Germany for pre-season. Should we really be sitting there even having this conversation about Jordan Henderson? It feels to me like we need some definitive this or that.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with that. I think Klopp's always kind of said, you know, he signs almost an informal one-year contract with his players at the start of each summer. And you give your all to that project for a mm-hmm. year, and then you'd assess it 12 months down the line. And if you want to go, he's happy to kind of pave the way for that. But it's got to be done early. So mm-hmm. I think this is where this idea that it's now or never has come from. Obviously, it's not how it works. You know, if Henderson absolutely made it clear he wanted to move in the middle of August, Liverpool's hands might be tied there, and, mm-hmm. and they might be forced into a move. But I think ideally, you know, it's what is the situation? Are you staying or are you going? And I just can't foresee an event where Henderson just quietly shuffles off, you know, after everything he's given to the club, after all he's done and whatever else. And also, as well, the elephant in the room is this fact that, you know, he's a huge ambassador of the Rainbow Laces campaign, isn't he? Which flies in the face of everything that is what Saudi Arabia stand for. You know, it's you know, a place where same-sex marriages are illegal, and Henderson's been a huge advocate of the Rainbow Laces campaign. So that, to me, doesn't tally up. It's either or, and I think Neil Jones said on this show recently, didn't he, that if that was to happen, Henderson might owe an explanation, and I think that would be fair to say. So that's another element that makes you think I'd still be shocked if he does move to summer.
No, I absolutely agree with you on that. And it doesn't, there's many reasons it doesn't feel like the right time, the right place, or the right fit. And that is most certainly among them. Just sort of on the what we know, I suppose, on the deal. Obviously, like I say, you guys at the Echo have been covering it. And you did report that a number of clubs are now potentially interested in Jordan Henderson's services. And it also says there's been no official interest yet. But it's the kind of waiting, it feels like, for Henderson to sort of play his hand and say, I am keen on the move. So just around the deal and the details of a potential deal, what's your understanding of the situation?
With Henderson?
Yeah.
Well, it was Doyle actually who did all the kind of the legwork on this story today. But basically, it's there's been no official offer to Liverpool, no official proposal from any club in Saudi Arabia. What I do find interesting is there doesn't seem to be a leading club at the moment who are, you know, hell-bent on bringing Henderson to Saudi Arabia, but it very much just seems to be vague interest from that part of the world. I wonder, what is there something perhaps going on behind the scenes where his agency are maybe angling for this, that, or the other? I don't know. Can't say that with too much confidence, but we had this similar situation 2 years ago, didn't we, when Henderson was the one glaring omission from a list of new contracts. You know, Trent, Fabinho, Robertson, Van Dijk, Alisson, they all signed new contracts, and Henderson was the last of that, you know, collection of players to sign a new deal. And there was talk about Atletico Madrid and Paris Saint-Germain, and in the end it was all wrapped up without too much of a fuss once that came out. So is this something similar? I don't know. I don't know that to be fact, but it is interesting for me that there doesn't seem to be one, you know, front runner of a club who are, you know, he's one to buy Al Etifak, you know, Steven Gerrard. It could be any of the number of the clubs who are throwing the cash around this summer.
Yeah, they're definitely throwing the cash around. Yeah, it is a fascinating one, that, because like you say, but it feels to me as almost as if that's the way they've gone about the business. Obviously, eventually a club has emerged, but it is just like Saudi Arabia wants him, then the whole nation wants him. It doesn't really make a lot of sense, does it? But that's kind of, because they've owned, it's four clubs owned by PIF, isn't it?
Yeah.
It all feels like he could go to any one of them, essentially, or any footballer could, I should say. But yeah, the contract thing is definitely something that I've seen spoken about, and I've had conversations about myself. He's 2 years left on his deal. He signed that deal you mentioned in 2021. Maybe he is angling for another year on top of that. Who knows?
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A person who I did want to touch upon before we move on to different matters is Thiago. Now, whilst Jordan Henderson's returned to pre-season training in the shape of his life, it appears, Thiago has returned to pre-season training, not ready to be involved in pre-season training just yet anyway. And his future, because he has got a year left on his deal, different to Henderson again, and there has been Saudi interest in him. I guess the way to start with this, Paul, is where do you sit on Thiago and his future at Liverpool? Because I've ummed and ahed and tossed and turned on it, essentially. I'm 50-50. I love him as a footballer, but what we're trying to do, you mentioned a minute ago, sort of Henderson being left behind, in inverted commas, in an era. Thiago feels very much that to me now. Where are you on it?
I mean, from an opinion point of view, I see no value in Liverpool losing Thiago this summer. I think the price tag for an injury-prone 32-year-old with a year left on his contract is probably not going to mean that they can do much with it. They can. I just don't see a scenario where Liverpool take 20 million for him and then it's reinvested in another central midfielder. I think any money they get for him will just go back into the accounts and Liverpool's total spend will come down significantly. And, you know, from a football watcher, a football lover's point of view, I don't see any value in that, really. I still think if they can manage his game time, keep him fit, he can be a valuable asset for Liverpool in certain games next season. Doesn't have to be running to the ground because the options are so threadbare going forward. He can still be a vital member of the squad. And in all honesty, I still think he's Liverpool's best midfielder. If you know, if Liverpool playing the Champions League final next week and everyone's fit, I'm starting him somewhere in that midfield, whatever it is. But I can see the issue from a business point of view where, like I say, that he's 32, he's getting on, he's in the last year of his contract. He's never been really free of injury for a long time and he's one of the highest earners in the squad. But I just think from, you know, a supporter's point of view and from, you know, the likes of us in the press who watch the football, I'd be really reluctant to see him go because I love watching him play. You know, he's in midfield and he's on form. But as I say, there is maybe a business decision there to be taken, so we'll have to wait and see what happens on that. But at the moment, everything's pointing towards him being in the camp for the season. Rejected a proposal from Saudi Arabia, according to The Athletic, I think, last week. Yeah. Liverpool have not had anything, you know, sent through their fax machine or however it works these days. So all things are pointing to him being in the camp and ready to go next season. At the moment, I think the decision for him to go under surgery was taken so he wouldn't miss much football of this season. So I think he's just kind of getting over the lasting effects of the surgery that was taken in May, was it? So we'll wait and see how he develops with his fitness, but certainly I hope Liverpool are planning for the long term.
Hey everyone, I hope you enjoyed that part of the show. If you want to watch the show in full, head to redmenplus.com now and sign up as a club captain or club legend subscriber. And if you do sign up as a club captain yearly and use code Bobby, you'll get all our amazing content for half price. So what are you waiting for? Go and get it done.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.